Hello, everyone. This is Deborah Richardson, and today I am putting the AP in Happy, where accounts payable teams are empowered to protect the vendor master file from fraud. This podcast will give a voice to accounts payable team members by talking about the growing reality of cyber attacks in their world and which vendor setup and vendor management techniques they can apply to protect the vendor master file from fraud. Need training? Visit the Vendor Process Training Center to enroll in your choice of weekly live and on-demand training sessions. Plus, get access to vendor setup form templates and reference tools that will help you and your team avoid fraud, fines, and bad vendor data. So sign up for a free account to get access to free training sessions, vendor process FAQs, and a resource library with information you need to manage your vendor master file. Visit training.deborahrrichardson.com today. The link will be in the show notes. I experimented with generative artificial intelligence, or generative AI, voice cloning for an upcoming webinar that I'm having on avoiding payment fraud from deepfakes. Well, I was not expecting this. Keep listening. Welcome to episode 286. I experimented with voice cloning. Here is what it sounded like. So I'm not sure if you guys follow that I do free webinars every month. And for the past 2 years, so it started in 2023, I have like a themed webinar series. And in 2023, I started with 20 tips, right? So I had 20 tips to do whatever topic I talked about. And that was actually kind of hard because it was only 30 minutes. So I had to have an intro, time for questions, outro, and within all of that, still get in 20 different tips on whatever topic it was. And if you want to take a look at those webinars, they're all available on demand now. I'll put a link to my webinars page in the show notes, and you can take a click through there and see which ones you might want to watch on demand. You can register to watch on demand. That will also give you any of the handouts that I provided during that session. Well, this year, the topic or the series is in 5 steps. So for every topic I have, I am going to talk about how you can do that or build that in 5 steps. And so at the time of this podcast recording, I have January through April. And if you want to take a look at those, again, click through on the link in the show notes to my webinars page, and you can take a look at those. But the one that is coming up in May, and it's May 15th, is going to be called Combating Deepfakes to Avoid Business Email Compromise in 5 steps. And so we have probably already likely heard, because I had them as new scam alerts, about the $25.6 million that was lost to payment fraud because the finance worker was tricked from multiple internal employees appearing on a conference or a video conference call, meaning they had, it was a deep fake video where the images, or not really images, but the videos of the people looked just like them. And it was enough to fool that internal employee, that finance worker. And then there was another one. And this one that was actually back in 2020, but we didn't hear about it, at least I didn't. It wasn't mainstream until just recently. But $35 million was lost because a controller talked to on the phone their director, I believe it was. Anyway, it was this higher level level up, a person that he knew had worked with and was still fooled into sending $35 million. And so these fraudsters, and if you think about it, that's back in 2020. I don't remember when the one for the deep fake video was done, but every day this technology, deep fake technology, is getting better. And so the artificial intelligence below it or behind it continues to get better. And so I wanted to do this webinar because there are some things that you can look at, but then there are some things you really need to put into place, because it's things that we with the human eye will just, and probably ear too, will just never tell humans versus AI in detecting fraud, detecting deep fakes. Probably half and half now, and it will probably gear towards the AI in the future. It's definitely that way with big data. So anyway, what I wanted to do as a part of this webinar was to demonstrate the audio and the telltale signs for the audio. And so I went to a no particular type of AI for voice cloning. I just picked one because there are a gazillion tools out there. But I picked one and I was able to clone my voice. So one thing that I want to do here is I want to play that audio sample for you. But before I do that, I just want to tell you how easy it was. So I'm going to tell you how easy it was. I'm going to play it for you, and then you can see for yourself or hear for yourself if that is something that would be believable for you or to you. All right, so let's talk about how easy it was. So in the webinar, on the slide where I'm talking about it, it is really just two steps. The first step is to import your voice. Now, when they say import, this particular tool had two ways to do it. It was a true import where you would take some audio that you've already had recorded and downloaded and you can upload it. But I will tell you that the platform preferred that I speak into a microphone right on the platform. And so that is what I did. And I spoke minimal amount of time. It was 12 seconds. And that was all it took to grab my voice. So I spoke into, and I just say it random words, nothing read, nothing prepared. And so that was step one. I recorded my voice. 12 seconds. And then step two was to generate the new audio that you wanted. And so in that, or on that page in that step, there was a field that you could key in whatever you wanted that your audio to say, that cloned voice to say. And so what I did is I pretended like I was calling a client, and I'm calling the client because my banking information changed, and I am calling to tell them that it changed. And you know what? I'm calling just because I don't want to send it over regular email. So I'm calling to give you my banking information. And the scenario that popped up in my head was, this would be perfect for a voicemail. And so you can listen to it and see if you heard this on voicemail, would you call me back or would it seem legitimate? Now, I didn't include a phone number in here. I probably should have done that, but it would have been the same thing, just additional verbiage with the phone number. But if I included a phone number in there and you got this audio via email or via voicemail, would you believe it and call me back? All right, so here it is.
Hi, Susie. This is Deborah Richardson. I am conducting training for your team next week, and I want to contact you directly to let you know I have a change in my payment details and would like to provide you them over the phone. I want to avoid fraud by not sending via email.
All right, so I think that was 20 seconds worth. And I may just do it again, probably with a different AI tool, because you can only get, for this tool that I used, it was free. You can only get, I think, 1,000 words or whatever it was. By the time I hit my last word, I was over my limit. So I didn't go back and add anything else, and I actually had to do it twice. So if you do that, make sure that you prepare it in advance and don't do like I did and kind of run out of that free credit, out of the free credits or quota or whatever it is that they have at that free tier. Now, a couple of things that I see wrong with it right away is the fact that it's very motionless, right? So it's a very flat voice. It doesn't have any emotion of it and in it. And as a matter of fact, the inflection period parts of it is just not applicable. It doesn't kind of pause in the same way that it normally would. And yes, it sounds like my voice, but it sounds like a robotic voice of mine, like if I was just very stoic, which maybe sometimes I can be, but maybe it would have been better had I recorded more than 12 seconds, or maybe it would have been better if I would have imported my voice from a prior recording, because that would have definitely been more than 12 seconds. But if you think about it, that's all they really needed. So if you are having fear of being deep faked, all they really need is seconds of your voice. And so if you have, for example, a voicemail message, and that voicemail message is at least as long as 12 seconds, maybe you don't even need that long. But when's the last time you recorded a voicemail that was less than 12 seconds? They could call that number, get that audio, and then make a deep fake of your voice and perhaps submit or send a voicemail to anyone for anything to for fraudulent purposes. So I'm just saying, but this is what it sounded like. I wanted you to hear it. It does seem to me that I may not have believed it, but this is why you need extra controls in place. And so again, I'm going to put a link to that webinar that I'm going to be doing. It's going to be sponsored by NS Knox. And again, it is combating deep fakes to avoid business email compromise. And we'll be talking about 5 different steps. Now, this one is an hour long. Typically, they're only 30 minutes, but I'm going to be going through deep fake images, deep fake audio, deep fake video, and I'll talk about the telltale signs. We talked about some of it today with audio, but I'll talk about more, and I'll talk about other deep fakes and some telltale signs. So there'll be 5 steps. So it's free to register. And by the way, I keep forgetting to say that you can now earn CEUs, and that's through the Institute of Finance and Management, IOFM, if you are AP or P2P accredited. So you can get 1 CEU for attending this webinar. And if, by the way, you are a certified fraud examiner, a CFE through the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, or a CFE, you can get 1 credit for attending this webinar. All right, so that is it for today. Thanks, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the 286th episode of the Putting the AP in Happy podcast, where accounts payable teams are empowered to protect the vendor master file from fraud. Don't forget to check the show notes for the links mentioned in the podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing and writing a review of my podcast on the platform that you use to listen. Stay happy.